KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 55 degrees, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, a Cass County man was sentenced to serve a supervised release term, or probation, if you will, on Monday in connection with the assault of Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Johnson during an incident that took place on April 26th in Lewis. Online court records show that 41-year-old Jeremy Ronald Peterson of Lewis was sentenced originally to 5 years in prison, but Judge Jeffrey Larson suspended the sentence and instead placed Peterson on 2 years of supervised probation. Peterson pled guilty Monday to charges of assault on a person in certain occupations with intent to commit injury and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. An additional charge of interference with official acts with bodily injury was dismissed. Peterson was also ordered to pay restitution, court, and related costs amounting to a little more than $2,740. The charges were the result of an incident in Lewis whereby Peterson, who was reportedly under the influence of alcohol, had refused to leave a home and had broken several pieces of furniture. Deputy Johnson was struck in the face when he arrived on the scene and tried to arrest Peterson. Johnson deployed his taser in an attempt to subdue Peterson. A neighbor noticed the altercation and came to Johnson's aid by assisting him in holding Peterson down so he could be handcuffed. The Atlantic School Board, minus Board President Allie Bruckner, voted Tuesday to approve a much higher-than-expected bid for renovation of the Cass Incorporated building the district purchased for $925,000 in March. Board President Allie Bruckner was unable to attend the meeting while Board Member Josh McLaren appeared by conference call. A bid of $621,000 plus alternate options costing up to $74,900 was accepted from Ball Team General Contractors of Urbandale. Board Member Christy Pellett read the motion, reached after 45 minutes of discussion.
Motion reads to accept Ball Team's bid with alternate number one, the entry doors, and alternate number two, the multi-purpose room restrooms, and to that with instruction to value engineer.
The other base bids received from general contractors in Red Oak and Indianola came in much higher at $694,000 and $706,000 respectively. Design Alliance Jerry Purdy said the reason the costs are so much higher than what he warned would be likely just last month is because of increased costs for steel, drywall, and other facets of the construction industry, such as changes in the state building code. He said that's where value engineering comes in.
Value engineering is a term that we utilize to revisit details and see if there are some ways to become more cost effective. We don't want to lessen quality. Atlantic does not lessen quality, so I know that. But we want to look at some options to see if there's a better way of doing something to save some money.
Early estimates are that $18,000 could be saved by going through the value engineering process. The Atlantic School Board will likely look at paying for the extra expense through the Physical Plant and Equipment Levy, or PEPL funds. At the request of Superintendent Steve Barber, Purdy and the general contractor have agreed to hold a pre-construction meeting this Thursday.
So we will have the contracts drawn up and this motion will get everything rolling for the contracts and stuff, so you're good to go there.
Purdy said construction is likely to be completed by August 21st, or just a couple of days before the 2017-18 school year begins. The building will initially house the Educational Opportunity Center, or EOC, and the Link Center. Future flexibility may incorporate a building trades program and or auto shop. Two Western Iowa men were charged late last month with felony second-degree theft associated with the cutting down and selling of walnut trees from a state-owned park. Officials of the DNR has said Tuesday that 38-year-old Bradley Lynn Hagerman of Pisgah and 30-year-old Eric Robert Freehage of Council Bluffs each face one count of felony second-degree theft and timber buyer bond or accounting violation, which is a serious misdemeanor. Hagerman and Freehage admitted to a DNR conservation officer that they transported and sold 9 walnut trees between January 24th and January 30th of this year. The live trees were cut down by Freehage and Hagerman at Lus Hills State Forest, a state-owned and DNR-managed park. The pair were officially charged on May 25th. Hagerman and Freehage sold the walnut trees to Midwest Walnut and Council Bluffs and received compensation of a little more than $4,700. The 9 walnut trees have an appraised value of over $7,500. Both Hagerman and Freehage turned themselves into authorities after arrest warrants were issued, and they've since bonded out of jail. In the funeral announcements, Charles Wynn Pierce, age 84, of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Charles Charlie Pierce will be held today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Floyd Van Ert, age 83, a former longtime Atlantic businessman, died Saturday. Funeral services for Floyd Van Ert will be today at 10:30 at St. Brendan's Catholic Church in Leon. The Slade O'Donnell Funeral Home of Leon has arrangements. Norma B. Nelson, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Norma Nelson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gary Bucher, age 83, of Panora, died Tuesday at the Greene County Medical Center in Jefferson. Funeral services for Gary Bucher will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Jean Marie Schechinger, age 90, of Portsmouth, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Jean Schechinger will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church, in Catholic Church, that is, in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gerald Jerry Herrick, age 75, of Wyota, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial luncheon for Jerry Herrick will be held this Saturday from noon until 3 at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Christian J. Bloom, age 83, of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Christian Bloom will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Irene Ulrich, age 96, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life graveside service for Irene Ulrich will be held on July the 1st at 2 p.m. at the South Lawn Memory Gardens Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Stephen A. Darling, age 64, of Atlantic, died Monday. A private family memorial service for Stephen Darling will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. And Alice Elizabeth Martinez, age 73, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. No services are planned for Alice Martinez. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.